Good morning, everyone. We will call to order the TCEQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. For the record, my name is Bob Adair, Chairman of the Committee. I will now call to order the meeting and also recognize the committee members that are present either in person or on Teams or by phone. All right, Charles Allred.
I'm here.
Michelle Carter. Roy Graham.
Yes, sir.
Adam Haynes. Justin Highland.
Here.
Hugh Landrum. Martha Landwehr.
This is Emily Lindley. I'm listening in for her. She's last day of maternity leave today.
All right. Thank you. Bill Longley.
I'm here.
Mike Massey. Cyrus Reed.
I'm here.
And Greg, I skipped past you. Greg Maxim.
Here.
Already had you marked since I'm sitting beside him. Sorry. I'm showing that we have a quorum. So we'll continue. The next item is just simply a restatement of our policy for the public comments for this committee meeting. We welcome input, and I will try to pause at certain times to give ample opportunity for someone to weigh in if they have any comments. With that in mind, I'll give the next item. Before we get started, are there any general comments from committee members and our TCEQ staff? Okay, we'll go to item number two. An update by TCEQ staff for the appointment process.
Good morning, Melissa Altman for TCEQ. Nominations for the advisory committee are scheduled for consideration at the commissioner's agenda meeting on November 19th.
Thank you, Melissa. Any questions? There was a memo that was sent out earlier to the committee dated October 31st regarding these nominations by TCEQ staff. Any other questions regarding this item? Next item is the update of TCEQ staff of proposed revisions to Texas Administrative Code Chapter 17 and 18.
This is Evelyn with TCEQ. The proposed revisions to Texas Administrative Code Chapter 17 and 18 are currently in the adoption phase of the rule and expected in January 2026.
Thank you, Evelyn. Hold on a minute while I'm taking notes. Any questions, comments, concerns about this item? As expected, we're running through this pretty quickly. Next item on the list is election of 2026 Advisory Committee Chair. And as all of you that are members are well aware, this is required by the committee bylaws. And I'll take this opportunity. I think most of you can anticipate what I'm about to say, which is I'm not running for office. I'm available to serve again, but I'm not trying to hold on to this as long as it's well represented. I'll just leave it there. So do we have any nominations?
This is Bill Longley. I'll nominate Bob Adair for chair.
We have a nomination. Do we have a second?
Greg Maxim, I second that.
All right, we have a nomination and a second. Before we take a vote, I'll ask for any other nominations. if any? All right, we have a nomination for Bob Adair to be reelected as chair of the committee. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Bob Adair will be the 2026 chair of the committee. Do we move to the next item? Do we have any old business we need to discuss? From committee members or TCEQ staff? Any new business? Other comments from the public? I think we're moving through this in probably record time. One last chance. Any comments from anyone? Okay, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, that was Osiris. Okay. And the second by, who's the second?
That's Bill.
Bill, okay. We have a motion and to adjourn with a second. Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Aye.
Right, we're especially efficient this time, guys. Thank you, and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Good meeting. See y'all.
Thank you.